Yeah.
Authoritatively. I'm
we're going to reconvene right now.
All right, together. We're going to reconvene now, and the board might have a few more questions to answer. Then after that, we are going to deliberation for a bit and go on from there. So. Got a question, Chad?
I have a question regarding hours of operation. I was wondering if we could ask that we would have only hauling on federal holidays be, you wouldn't be able to haul on federal holidays.
We're agreeable. The guy from the DNR, he's probably gone. I guess I was just going to ask him as far as
how does that work?
A couple of items as far as air quality.
The table.
I guess I just monitor for this PM10.
We don't stand in that corner.
What his response would be to that, I'm sure there's probably no way to hear that. Probably.
That's more going to be for the dry plant than for the wash plant. The wash plant likely won't be a registration permit because the wash plant's all wet sand. So what's really being permitted there on the air permit is the mine itself. Want me to use that?
Done.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the how about like the 2.5?
You're still talking air quality,
right?
Again, that's probably not going to be an issue here. You know, that's up to the DNR, but typically in a registration permit, you're not going to come across that. That's going to be more down for the drive plan. The drive plan is developed when we come into that one.
I guess. Right now, that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Chair, may I follow up with that? May I follow up with that question? The DNR is going through an extensive process of determining whether or not they're going to make any changes to the air quality standards with respect to SS frac sand. In fact, I've got a large box in my office if you'd like to come and look at it. Right now, there have been no proposed changes. I believe the DNR will continue to monitor this and may make changes as appropriate. But again, with respect to any air quality is regulated by the DNR, and any of our facilities that they're going to be subject to will have to apply through their process for our air permits, and they will be the governing authority that will monitor that.
May I make a comment on that issue?
No.
He did.
Well, he with the company and themselves. Well, if there are no other questions, we'll deliberate. Do we have to recess? No. We'll just deliberate for a few minutes, and then we'll come back. And pardon? Okay.
Do you want to go back?
You guys can stand in the corner.
I'm going to call do most of the deliberation in public.
Is there something that we should know about that you're talking with these men about? I'm sorry, I thought this was a public hearing.
Go ahead, Mr. Young. Yes, talk to them. Okay. Tell them what you're asking them.
Our discussion is pointing towards the public safety on Highway 88. We were asking the gentleman questions regarding how many trucks on the road for safety reasons. We really haven't gotten any answers as far as minimum trucks that they can do, that they can run to still run a viable business.
Are you talking number of loads or number of trucks?
Number of
loads.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Well, okay. Yeah, I understand. I just doubled it for
Because people think it's 120 trucks.
Loans.
Loans. I understand. Loans.
And the 126 is really what we'd like to get for those 5 days a week. Especially, you know, we've agreed to less hours than what we've asked for as well. The one thing that we have talked to the school district about is not running from 7 to 7:40. We'll start before the school starts, send trucks out, they'll be past the school by the time 7 o'clock rolls around, and then not running from 7 to 7:40, not meeting the plant during that time, that gives an opportunity for the buses to pick up the kids. The trucks will be empty on the way home, so or on the way back, and so when they're bringing the kids home, you know, it'll be easier to stop. The concern is the stopping distance when you have a fully loaded truck.
Will these trucks be tarped then when they're full?
If you've been listening a little earlier, we said that if we were going to do that, we thought that that should be an extra condition.
Thank you.
When these, if you're going to stop these trucks, when the school buses are on the road, I mean, these trucks are en route, it's going to be pretty hard to keep them off of that road for a half an hour, or 45 minutes, or an hour. It'll take an hour for the buses to clear off that road.
And that's not what we said. We'll stop the trucks from leaving the plant at 7 to 7:40. From the time it takes to get from the plant down to Cochran, up to the school, that will make it so that when we check with the school, we sat down with Tom Ebert and I forgot the other Tom's last name, and he's the bus safety guy. But we talked to both of them, and they gave us the times where they thought it would be best not to have the trucks released up there. And that's why we came up with it from 7 o'clock to 7:40 a.m.
We can adjust that.
Yeah, if it does require adjusting, To make sure that it does work, we will.
And how about the evening when they're taking the kids back home?
That wasn't as much of a concern for them or for us because, like I said, the trucks can stop easier when they're empty than when they're full. The whole idea is on the way down when they're full. Plus, the kids are standing there waiting at that time. When they get dropped off after school, they don't stand around up by the road anymore. They head up to the house.
Unless they have to cross the road to get to the other side.
Okay.
Mr. Gordon, Mr. Chair, the applicant is willing to accept an afternoon period for the same purpose as well.
And what are the consequences if they don't?
It would be a condition of their application, and not following would be a violation of their conditional use.
I move then that we honor the request of the mining group to accept the hours of operation to be 7 to 7:40 in the morning, no hauling, and then likewise in the afternoon as the children are being dropped off. I also want to add in the amendment to the list that no hauling on federal holidays.
Weekend should be put in there.
I will redo that condition here one more time as part of the hours. Summer hours, May 1st, October 31st, all hours are 6 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday, winter, November 1st, April 31st, hall hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Saturdays from April 1st or from November 1st to April 30th are from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. However, there will be no hauling of products on the weekend, April 1st to October 31st, and no hauling of federally recognized holidays. And then, for wishes to implement no hauling 7 to 7:40 a.m.
While the kids are being picked up on the bus. And then as they're being dropped off.
We'll find out from the school bus what time it is.
We can.
If that's not appropriate, we'll adjust. Well, yeah, I mean,
but I also made a motion. I made a motion.
During go during time when school is in session, I guess.
You made a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Also, was determined that the hours of the PDM, we had to set these hours today for the PDM. It's not something where the applicant can go out there to check and come back to us unless we leave it as is and then bring it back at a future date. At that time, they would have to pay the application fee and only look at that condition.
The buses leave school at about 20 after 3. About 20 after 3 from the
3:15 at the elementary. They leave the high school at 3:20.
Yeah.
Me and everybody else is talking, but what about the Alma District?
3:15.
Yeah. That's going right down 88. That bus runs from you, clear down to Double X.
Oh, my daughter is dropping off.
Right. It should be the same kind of time frame, but I'm not sure that 40 minutes is long enough.
I think
3:15. I would say it's relatively close. I would guess. Probably around 3:15. Around 3:15, I think. Yeah, there is. But
it's either going to die or keep going, right?
You've got to ask for a second to his motion. If there is one. Because his motion.
I can read the motion.
Yeah.
What's the
motion?
We got to put it on the floor here. We're going to have Chris reread it here and see what we got from there. Go ahead, Chris.
The motion states that the trucks will not haul during children pickup for the Gilmington School, which runs from 7 to 7:40, and from 3:15 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon of school days. The motion also states that there will be no hauling on federal holidays.
I think as far as school, we should probably have Elma in there also.
Well, I think all schools.
All schools. That's what I was going to say. Why not all schools?
Just want to change that to all schools.
I guess I'll change it from Gilmington to all schools.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion here on the floor. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion is made and seconded. All in favor? Aye. We have a discussion. Any discussion?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried.
So that's an additional condition.
Mr. Chair, can I speak for a second?
What's that?
Can I speak?
Okay. I didn't get you there.
Can I speak?
Yeah, you can tell me.
I can speak freely.
Yeah.
Does the board wish to address the tarp covering of the loaded trucks?
We're going to do it.
Okay.
Yes, I think I make a motion that we make it so they have to tarp.
We're going to anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, we still have to should have it on record.
Isn't that state law? Isn't that state law? No?
Motion is made and seconded to have the trucks all tarped. Any discussion on that? Motion was made and seconded for a tarp truck.
Don't forget a vote.
You got a vote.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed. Okay. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay, what up? Okay.
Now what's up? As far as the awards,
I have a schedule. So did I. I know you're really not to be secure. I know that. But I was just assuming that that meant tarping too, because otherwise it can blow out. It's not secure.
Any other questions from the board members?
I'd like to make another motion.
Handing the mic.
As far as the discuss some of your the trucking and the hours, I'd like to make a motion that there is no trucking on the weekends.
Section 3 right now is in the book.
You already proved it was Saturdays only during the winter time, right?
They didn't prove that. It is listed as a condition right now.
Okay.
These are proposed conditions?
Okay, so they have approved conditions.
They have not approved the conditions.
72 and the winter.
80 loads. You want to repeat that so they all heard it?
A motion to have no hauling on weekends and 80 loads per day.
Ask for a second.
There's a motion. Is there a second on it? Second to discuss it.
Okay, there's a second.
Now we discuss.
Okay, now we just open up the discussion.
I guess, there's a lot of people in here that are concerned about the highway, and I'm one of them. And I don't know if the less trucks on the road is going to make a difference. I don't know how many people have driven Highway 88, but I would suggest if you've got, you wonder about it, drive it, and then you'll see a lot of the concerns that the people have. There's driveways that are, there's blind spots, and I don't know if some of that should be corrected by the landowner or not. I don't, Well, anyway, that's one of my main concerns is that highway. There was someone here earlier, but I mean, he's going to be here. He's going to come here, and he's going to say probably things that we're going to want to hear. But we all know that that road is in bad shape, and the corners and speed limits on some of these corners. And I don't know. I think maybe there's somebody in here. How about the? You're going to stay on the. Without going over the yellow lines on these corners, I mean, can it happen? Or,
No, it can.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bringing this up because I've been bombarded with,
anybody that's staying on the old side of the road is speed
Well, that's what I'm going to say. The speed is a big thing also.
Speed is a factor.
One of the terms you can actually get a lot of going around is staying the old way.
I just did it.
My husband did it. He's a semi driver. He did not stop to
So you got a motion on the floor.
But your car probably did.
See, that's one of my main concerns, along with a lot of people in here.
And like Dale, like I did say, I basically average 45 miles an hour the whole week.
Yeah, I guess
it's not like you're flying down this road.
Right. Right.
I don't think
you don't have to go 55. Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the speed limit, there's probably not very many places where you can go to speed limit.
No.
You have a motion on the floor.
How can you restrict
the traffic? We got a motion on the floor here. All in favor of the motion? Motion passes. So that's one of your new conditions.
Okay, we'll replace the
what was the motion? No weekends and 80 loads a day.
80 trucks.
No weekends. Guys.
I talked enough.
Take no comment. No comment from the floor. I guess finish it up. We're in order to vote. Make a motion one way or the other.
What about driver's mover violation? I like Mr. Hesh's idea.
I make a motion that we approve the application.
Is there a second to this motion?
Can you tell us what it is again, please?
I've got a motion to approve this application. Is there a second to it?
With conditions? With the amended conditions, correct?
What's your motion? Conditions. I don't.
Yeah, here, three times.
I got a motion to accept this application, and I don't hear a second. Do I hear a second?
That's three times.
That's
three times.
Do I have a second to this motion? If none.
Motion fails.
Motion fails.
Motion dies. You're not done. That motion failed. You're not done. That motion died. So now you have to. You still haven't finished.
Okay. That motion dies.
You're not done. You still have to. You haven't made a motion yet. If you're going to deny it, or I mean, you made a motion to approve with those amended conditions, and that motion died.
Okay.
It failed for lack of a second, but you're still not done. If you're going to deny it, then you've got to make a motion. Somebody's got to make a motion to deny it, then if that's what you're going to do.
Okay. Now, I want to make another motion as far as.
Well, we can go back there.
Sure, you can. You can now. Yeah.
Okay, that motion failed, so.
I wanted to make a motion that if there are violations as far as truck drivers, that they are reprimanded for 2 weeks, and if not, or after that, if it's a second offense, that they're fired.
You might be moving yourself into the county against people. The Department of Transportation regulates driver's license and whether you have a valid driver's license or not. I mean, I'm not sure, but
I was referring to like what David Hesh said. I mean,
That'd be a company policy. Yeah, rescind it.
point of order, what is...
You have to ask for a motion.
I don't know what
it's asking for. You have to ask for a motion to either...
I'm just really confused. I mean, you're going to ask for a motion to go over.
What's been passed now is 80 trucks.
No.
Excuse me. No condition for this. Nothing's been passed. 80 trucks, no holidays, no weekends.
Well, those are conditions. Yeah, those are conditions. But they haven't, been approved.
No,
I mean, that's just, they just
been
added.
Conditions are what they
are. Okay. I just need a point of clarification. The first motion was on conditions.
There was no second.
That was on conditions. What was the motion that did, that just died?
To approve it.
The motion was to approve it.
It died.
So now we need a motion to deal with the second. No. That motion was to approve it and died, so now we need a motion to deny it.
Well, if that's what you're going to do. I mean, you need some kind of a motion here to go forward. And that piece of it did pass as a condition. But unless you approve the total CUP, the conditions don't mean anything. Those conditions are really separate from the entire thing until you approve it. If you approve it with, and that's why I asked what I did, are you approving with the amended conditions? And the answer to that was yes, that was your motion. But that motion failed for lack of a second. So that motion that you made to add that to a condition, that passed. So it's in the condition. It's 80 with no holidays and no weekends. But that was just a condition. That was I don't think you can do that. Either one got to approve it or deny it. That's where you're at. Approve the conditional use permit with the amended conditions or deny it. That's where you're at. Anybody can make a motion to be the one, put in the chair.
Okay, I'll make a motion at this time to deny the proposal. Do I hear a second?
That's three times.
Do I hear a second? Do I hear a second? Motion was made and seconded to deny the application.
Discussion.
Any further discussion?
If none,
everybody in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I think that these gentlemen need to be advised as to how they can reapply. If they wish to reapply, I mean, multiple applications or whatever.
At this time, we're going to recess and we're going to go to the next application that we had earlier this morning. And after that, we'll meet at the courthouse board. Thank you.
That's it.
I'm going to get a lot of good. Thank you.